flip some papier after the surgeon care today is date is 02/04/2026. Dictation is for Mr. Rami Ashfor spells ASFOR, Rami spells RAMI, date of birth is 03/21/1966. A 59-year-old gentleman here with chest pain, period. He's accompanied by his wife and daughter, who stated that he's been having chest pain for about a week now, starting last Saturday. It was getting worse and progressively got to the worst point today. He said pain today is 7/10, worse with exertion. Chest pain is located on the left lateral surface of his chest, non-radiating. He denies diaphoresis with pain. He endorses shortness of breath. Period. Patient denies trauma. He stated that he works at a hospital and he did an EKG when the pain became worse on Saturday and the EKG was normal, period. He indicated that the pain did not get better. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension. Next line, hypercholesterolemia. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient endorses shortness of breath. He denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies headache, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck, denies a double vision or blurred vision, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension. Next line, hypercholesterolemia. Next line, medication. Losartan. Next line, rosuvastatin. Next paragraph, family history, high blood pressure. Next paragraph, surgeries none. Next paragraph, allergies none. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 144/95. Pulse 80, respiration 18. Temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate of rhythm with no murmur. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next line, EKG was done in clinic here today. EKG shows sinus rhythm with occasional ventricular premature complexes. Next paragraph, abdomen is non-distended. No guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Next paragraph, extremities. No peripheral edema, no cyanosis, period. He has full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented time 3. Cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is chest pain. Number 2, abnormal EKG. Number 3, PVCs. Patient was given a 325 milligrams of aspirin. And because of his clinical appearance, I offered to call the ambulance for him to go to the emergency room. The family members and patient declined. They said they would like to take the patient within their personal vehicle to the emergency room. We discussed the importance of traveling by his POV and ambulance. Considering patient's condition, they said they understand but insist on taking him with their family vehicle, period. Patient's wife and daughter said they will be taking patients directly to St. Luke's emergency room. They were given the opportunity to ask questions. They said they have none. End of the patient.